Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, who that? You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy, a great Monday to you. Happy first day of April. Don't try to fool us. Not going to be fooled today. Final Four is set. After a pretty good weekend of college basketball, I would say. Shocked by some things we saw. Some things we saw, not so shocking at all. And yet, even in UConn's continued dominance, you go, wow. Is anybody beating that team? I guess we'll ask that question today. But the Final Four is set. UConn, Purdue, Alabama, NC State. They are all in. Congratulations to them all. We'll be discussing plenty of Final Four as we get you set this week for those games on Saturday. Obviously, some big lines in those. Will they even be good games? We'll talk about that. Maybe you got a good one in the final. The right teams go through. Grizzlies at Detroit tonight. 8 games left for your Memphis Grizzlies, who are absolutely drilled on Saturday night in Orlando. Probably expected it. Hey, here's a big one. Was the 64th game played by Jaren Jackson Jr. He is almost there, ladies and gentlemen, to the 65 he will need. Yes, per the collective bargaining agreement, to be on some of these postseason teams, like all defensive team, those kinds of things. He's got one more. And then you can get your rest, young blood. The Memphis Showboats 1-0. And we got some pretty good women's college basketball tonight, too, that we'll get to because it's Star Watch time tonight in the Elite Eight for the women. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. John Martin's here. I'm here. Brad Carson, executive producer, is here on the ones and twos. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday, guys. Hey, John.
What up, what up?
Hello.
My chairs. I think we got to put that one out to pasture, unfortunately.
Yeah, we can throw it out in the hall. We'll throw that one out
and get some new ones in here. But man, yeah, it was a good weekend for sure. We are down to four in college basketball, and at least two of the four were very much expected. Purdue, UConn, Alabama, NC State, not. So we have kind of the best of both worlds here. And the expected and the unexpected, no question about it. NC State was, I mean, a buzzer-beating, game-tying three in the ACC tournament against Virginia from not even having a sniff at this.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
And yet here they are.
The store.
And they're in the Final Four. Now, again, big, massive underdogs, but Kevin Keats has a Final Four to his name.
It's also tied for lowest seed to make Final Four, I believe it is, you know, as an 11.
That would be like the VCU probably back then. Yeah.
I think they're one of them.
With Loyola.
So always an accomplishment, yeah. But the only one that had to win its conference tournament to get in, I believe I read.
Wow.
Of those teams.
Now it's a power team, so it's not a Cinderella, but it is. They were just like, they're kind of the, the worst type of double-digit seed to get here because they're not a Cinderella. They're a Power 5 team that was just mediocre for the entirety of the year. But they have talent, clearly, in DJ Burns and those guards.
Six to do it, but of the six, they're the only high major that needed a conference tournament championship to get in.
How about that?
Yep.
And then Bama. Oh, my goodness. Bama coming out of nowhere. RKO out of nowhere. They got fortunate, right? They got fortunate with their draw a bit, but You don't apologize for that.
No.
You don't apologize for that at all. And, you know, what anybody here would give for just a couple of breaks in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, my gosh.
And credit to Nate Oates and that team. They took full advantage of those breaks.
Well, and Mark Sears was a beast in the second half.
Yes, he was.
Absolute beast.
Clemson maximized. You know,
without question.
I mean, that team was not an NBA team.
Didn't you say Friday was 10-10 over their final 20 games of the season?
Yeah. Exactly right.
They were lucky to be there. Good job,
yes,
by Brownell. And
I would say so.
Yeah,
I would say so.
Maxed out.
Anyway, that's the sum of it. We will get to Purdue in their game,
boy,
and what it took.
Yeah,
and what he gave to the Tennessee Volunteers. Right. Well,
I mean, what Dalton Kinect tried to do.
Man, what he tried to do.
He just doing it by himself.
He said he walked off. He walked off after the Tennessee Volunteers went up 11 in the first half. And he said, this is my MFing game. That's what he said.
I mean, it was his game. It was also Zach Edey's game.
It was his game 8 minutes in. And then Zach Edey said,
Did you hear what he said afterwards? I did. Among those
and I
that
loved that, by
him.
The way.
Yeah.
I loved that. I know a lot of people are getting upset about it today.
He has won me over this year.
I did not think much of
Zach Edey coming in this year, and probably just put him in the same box as Painter, underachiever, right? And kind of
exactly.
And unfairly. I did it unfairly. This kid's phenomenal. He's a phenomenal college basketball player.
Yeah.
And the work he's put in to get where he is what I respect so much, because he was not that to start.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Three-star.
Yeah.
He's a three-star.
That's crazy.
Three-star, bro. He's one of the most dominant players in college that college basketball has seen in terms of the numbers he's putting up in the NCAA tournament.
Absolutely. And I feel the same exact way. I was with you 100%. Just like, you know, whatever. He's big and tall and all that. But, like, what's the refs,
Lord knows the refs, you know, they love giving him those foul
exactly.
calls. He gets that free throw line. It's a strength.
It is a strength.
Of his, clearly.
It's an ability.
Yeah, count me as
Thank
a respecter of Zach Edey.
Thank you for saying that. We're going to get to those who have different opinions here in just a little bit.
Okay.
Rob Doss is going to join us 12:25, 12:30 from Field of 68. We'll talk to him about this Final Four, about UConn's. Just I've just never seen anything like it. These teams cannot come close to UConn. This is a 3-seed Illinois team that was they beat Iowa State. Okay, the Illinois team had one of the best offenses in America.
Correct.
And they had no answer. Now, I will say this. I came away from that game with a very low opinion of Brad Underwood. I thought that was one of the worst Elite Eight performances by a coach from a power team I've ever seen in my life.
Just in terms of not stopping the run? Because
no,
the game was over in the run.
In terms of his offensive strategy, which was we are only going to attack Klingon.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to try to do anything from the perimeter. We're not going to try to make threes. We're not driving and kicking. We're going at Klingon.
That plan clearly backfired.
And he didn't adjust. He didn't stop. He started the second half doing the same thing he was trying to do in the first half, clearly trying to get that second foul on Klingon,
yeah.
But it wasn't coming. They weren't calling it. And I think at some point after you try and fail your eighth, ninth, tenth time.
You need to adjust.
And by the time they did, and they eventually did, but by the time they started to try to go from outside, they were down 12, and then every three you put up had to go.
Right.
Or else it was going to get away from you, and it did. And I felt like he stayed with that strategy. I understand trying. Give it a couple of shots.
If he changed strategies, John, how many did they lose that game?
Well, no, I mean, who knows, right?
Because of the story, the monster that is UConn.
Yeah, no.
But I hear you on the adjustments and not making them.
You got to give yourself
that
a chance.
That must have frustrated Illinois fans.
Like, you cannot, like, that's their strength. That's their best strength defensively is clinging in the middle. Why are you trying to attack that as if it's some kind of shortcoming? I mean, it's just crazy to me. But honestly, that's the way Illinois has played all year. And so I understand that it's hard to kind of turn that off.
Right.
But that's what UConn forces you to do. They forces you to do things you're not comfortable doing. And so we'll talk to Rob Doster about that at 12:25. Get his thoughts on, you know, are we destined for Purdue-UConn 1-1, big boy versus big boy? I hope so. I mean, that's obviously the best championship
right
we could have gotten. And so, you know, I think, that's UConn's still probably going to be favored by 4.5 or 5. But Purdue, I will say this for Purdue, their schedule and the wins that they have picked up is legit. I mean, their wins are better than UConn's. Beating Tennessee twice, You know, I mean, there's a lot of really good stuff in there. But
yeah,
anyway,
they played everybody.
We'll talk to Doster about that at 12:30. Respect Burgers, 1 o'clock. Then at 1:25, going to be joined by Jason Fitz from Fox Sports and Yahoo. So, anyway, that is the show today. But the Final Four is set. I guess I don't even really necessarily know where you want to start. Do you want to start
Let's start with the Sweet 16.
There's Houston. There's, you know, all of that. Right? That was Friday night.
That was, I mean, how could you not feel for Jamal Shedd in Houston?
Mm.
Because Duke's not where it was this weekend if Shedd doesn't get hurt in that game. So it was, I felt bad. I did. I felt awful. And I think most of the country did for Jamal Shedd. And you saw him getting emotional afterwards as all the players came up to him. Duke would not have won that game if Jamal Shedd's play. I truly believe that. And it's unfortunate. And it just goes to show you what I was saying Friday, John. It's hard, bro. Like, winning six games in this tournament, you can have the right formula. You can have everybody back. You can have the culture and the identity. We've spent so much time trying to figure out, right, what's the right formula for Penny Hardaway. He could have it right next year, and it'd still go wrong. That's the nature of college basketball. And if you don't come into it with that context, it'll drive you absolutely crazy. It will. And so, again, for that Houston team that, frankly, should have been playing, Houston should be in the Final Four. But the breaks did not go their way. Injuries obviously come back to haunt them, and yeah, they're not there. Probably worth saying. But you do have to move on, though, John, because college basketball moves on, and we all did. And I don't know. That Tennessee-Purdue game is the place to start, bro. That's the place to start.
Well,
because the rest of it, I mean, at least with that,
right,
you got the...
We'll go over that.
Yes.
Look, speaking of starts, it was as good as you could ever hope for if you're a Tennessee fan.
Man, for a minute, I thought them folks going to the Final Four, which I had picked and was rooting for.
You were absolutely rooting for it. But at some point, and if you kind of listen...
Wish that I was on a rocket top.
Oh, my God. Do you see it? Oh my God! I kind of see
down
something.
What am I looking for?
It's really big. Oh no! No 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 no! It's not.
What is this?
It's a silhouette. It's 7 foot four. Oh no! No 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 no! Not like this! No no no! Jonas, it's fine. It's fine. Tobey, it's fine. All right? Everybody just calm down. Everybody just calm down. No, seriously. He's overrated. He's never won anything. Okay? We just, please. Everybody, no, 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 no. No, 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 not Edie. Let's take Edie, not again. No, it's just right. So, no. Four fouls. Oh, oh my God. No, no. He's only committed one foul. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me right now. There's no way. He's 7'4". He makes all of his free throws. He never misses at the free throw line. He never misses in the paint. Please, no. Not like this. Not like this.
Saints come down from
death by Edie. Eat it.
See it.
Rest in piss. Tennessee Volunteer basketball.
Oh, come on.
Don't you ever. Let me get this off my chest. Don't you ever fix your lips to say a word to me. Make a Final Four. You cannot speak to me. You cannot address me. Okay? Do not even look at me. Do not even try to make eye contact with me. All right? Hey, spring practice started, bozos. How much we paying Nico now? $4 million? Let's focus on that, because you guys can't talk to me. You can't talk to a Memphian about basketball, right? I saw the threads. I saw all
what
the videos, all the clips. Edie went to the free throw line 35 because y'all's bigs are ass and can't play defense. Y'all, this is what y'all do. Y'all are battering rams who have no touch and no skill and pray to get bailed out by a foul call.
Mm.
Cry about it. Suck it. See you next year, Tennessee, you whisker biscuit bald-headed bitches. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about Tennessee basketball. How do you feel?
Wow.
Rest in piss. I will make no two ways about it. I mean, it's like, Brad, I got the tequila out, the añejo. I went and got some Coors Light. I was feeling real good. 1,000 on Tennessee's head. Let's go. Let's go, Purdue. Rick Barnes, you overlooked Edie, and that's the bigs you roll out there. You should be embarrassed. You overlooked Zach Edie. You saw him in person, and you roll out a Waka and a Doo, a.k.a. Doo-Doo. That's what you roll out there, and you want to sit here and act surprised that you couldn't get it done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to go to Australia.
Connect was really good, though.
Connect was awesome.
I mean, he was the only reason why they didn't lose by 30.
37. 14 of 31, 6 of 12 from 3. He was single-handedly keeping them in it.
But, yes, I honestly, it's more about way more about Purdue today. You know, because that was the kind of win.
They lost to greatness.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. There's nothing embarrassing about losing to Purdue.
Right. That's the because, again, Zach Edey's performance was world, you know, just all world. And it has been throughout this tournament. And we'll get to it. And he's matching numbers we haven't seen again since we saw David Robinson in the tournament. But, you know, Tennessee, even without bigs that could challenge Edie on that end of the floor defensively, Edie didn't have to work on that end at all. Connect was keeping him in that game.
Yes.
So definite respect to him. You're right. Barnes didn't end up having the formula you needed. Although, you know, you played Purdue twice. Once in Maui as well.
Yep.
Played him close. But you lost to greatness.
That's right.
You lost to a team that this is, you know, one that had been planning for this.
Right.
And everything that would come with it.
Yep.
Since it was embarrassed last year by Fairleigh Dickens.
Right. Exactly right. So I think, honestly, like, the only thing I have a problem with is just the crying, right? The crying
it's
from
the
Tennessee.
Fans, yeah. You have an issue with.
The team itself, I would say, I mean, you're one of the last eight teams standing, right? That's
right.
That's what anybody really could ever hope to be. You're one of the last.
And this ain't losing to FAU last year, having
correct.
A chance to
yes.
make a run.
That was embarrassing.
You lost to greatness.
Yes.
And what this Purdue team, particularly led by Zach Edey, has done.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, Awaka was like.
But now where you stand, where you're right is, they can't look over here to the
right.
little corner of the
right.
state here and say, you know, we have the better basketball tradition.
No, sir.
Because you still don't.
You got to get a Final Four.
You don't have that. What I will listen to is they are the better. And they have been now for a minute.
Yes.
The best basketball program in the state.
That is unfortunately
true. They still
true.
Do not even come close to having the tradition that Memphis has. It's 3-0.
That is exactly. And that's what matters. Yeah, right now it's down. I'm like Dan Hurley. Better get us now. Better get us now. But no, listen.
Y'all knew he going to have. I mean, my God, yeah. I should have known. There'd be a little something for you, for just a little bit of.
Dude, I love it.
But it looked to me like some Tennessee fans must have gotten under your skin yesterday.
They apparently.
Like literally every single one of them.
They like you got to understand. I mean, you do understand. Like it's just my children are not allowed to attend Tennessee if I'm funding it. Like so you can imagine that it's like. I mean that was my cutting down the nets yesterday. Right, Tennessee in the Final Four. I was not. That was not going to be a good development.
So instead of giving it to what's Gene Katie or whatever, the Edie should have given you the Nets.
Absolutely, absolutely. I earned it. I was sitting there. No, don't let Barnes do it. They're like, of course, Barnes. I got to go to the Final Four. It's Rick Barnes. I mean, when Creighton put the triangle of two on Dalton Connect when they got up 16.
We hadn't talked about that game. Yeah,
he short circuited. He's like. I mean, Rick Barnes it sucks. You know, he does. Connect rose above and dragged them to the Elite Eight. There's no doubt about that. But, yeah, you're going to be, unless you get a guy like that again next year, because I'll be honest, I looked at the box score. No other player scored for Tennessee yesterday. It was just Connect.
It felt like it.
Connect had 80, and nobody else scored. Certainly your bigs didn't. Holy hell. Your bigs are piss. Hot dog water. I don't know how you go into a season with bigs that poor. That's crazy.
Can't win a game not challenging Edie on that end, not making him work. He's playing on one end of the floor
exactly
offensively.
Exactly right.
And getting to save his energy on a whole other end, to your point, because they have no bigs that can challenge him.
And they have no bigs that can, like, either on either side, right? There's nobody that's going to get him in. Like, how do you guys expect Jonas Adu and Awaka to get Edie in foul trouble? Neither one of them can dribble. So how do you, where's the foul occurring? Now, DJ Burns going to be a different story.
1,000%.
Right? Because
it feels like it. I mean,
possibly.
Potentially.
Possibly.
Yes.
But how are you going to get a guy into foul trouble when you can't walk and chew gum? I mean, you guys just, it's not going to happen. You know, so I just feel like, you know, that was a lot of the narrative that I was seeing.
If they were going to beat that performance from Edie, they were going to need a lot more from the other guys, and they didn't get it. Vescovi being sick, I guess,
right.
missed the previous game with flu.
Yes.
Gave you absolutely nothing. I mean,
Zakai was not shooting
only
well
9
at all.
Points, didn't shoot the ball. He's 3 of 12, didn't shoot the ball well at all, 1 of 8 from 3. They did not get enough. And it's a shame because Kinect gave you everything he had, and he did it all season long. But, yeah, if you were going to win that game, you had to have more from the others. They didn't get it.
Yes.
And none from their bigs, to your point.
So, people are asking, they want me to clarify my stance on Tennessee basketball. So,
no, it didn't.
Yeah, they want me. They
didn't get it the first time.
They apparently didn't get it.
Clean out your ears.
We're mourning. We're in mourning. We're in grieving. This is a tragedy.
I
root for Tennessee basketball.
I'm not hurting today because Tennessee didn't make the Final Four as I had picked.
Yeah.
No.
I also had a grand on Purdue.
Yeah, well, you let us know.
So
Made it extra spicy for you.
As they say, $1,000 on Tennessee's head.
I should say, Give it to me.
All right?
Man, this man is giddy starting off.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I damn near want to play Luther.
And this is not an April Fool's.
You got some Luther over there? I mean, I feel like this is my one shining moment just watching Zach Edey back him down to go to the free throw line,
bro. You
should
just adopt Purdue then.
Oh, I have.
As your team.
I already bet him against NC State.
Okay. Well, yeah. That'll be the last time you bet him.
Maybe. How many you give me against UConn? It depends. If you're giving me 6, I'll be betting Purdue. If you're giving me like 3.5, I probably can't.
I'm glad I'm marked and numbered.
But
hold you
the ball
that.
Is tipped,
yep.
And there Zach Edey is. He's parking in the paint.
He's not yours.
There's nothing you can do but foul him. And everyone knows what's going to happen when he goes to the line. 70% is pretty good for a big man of his caliber and his size.
It was.
Yeah, so I would say if I was doing the editing montage of this, here's what I would do. I would have Adu checking out, right? Foul trouble. I would have the foul trouble bug, you know, flash, right? Adu, Awaka, everybody.
They looked sad,
right? They did. They
trying
did.
To hold dude and getting them fouled.
I would have like
shoulders
have, like, his
drop.
Exactly right. Yeah. Barnes like, hell, I don't know what to do.
Australia tried.
I would argue he probably played Edie the best.
Now, he did.
He was the most rested because by the time they called him in, it was, you know, it was deep in the game.
We pushed him off his spots a little bit before he got back down.
He got above the rim a couple of times. Yeah. Like, Edie's not above the rim. You know, like, he really doesn't try to contest those shots.
You're right. The other two are awful.
But I would have, I would absolutely have the block. Oh, the block of Kinect, bro.
It was the exclamation point.
That right there.
It was the exclamation point.
That's making the actual video.
I guarantee you it will be on there.
Oh, it was so
because
good.
Of who it was that he blocked and basically represented the end of the game.
I've never used heroin. But I imagine that's how it feels.
Don't.
I'm just saying, I imagine that's how it feels.
Just leave it there. Just imagine.
Like, just the euphoria that I felt when that block happened, bro. You don't understand. I hate them. I don't even try to, like, you know.
No, you don't. To your credit, you don't. You don't hide it.
I just cannot stand anything they're about. And so when I watch them eat ish on national television against, of all teams, Purdue, who is known for choking and gagging all over themselves.
That's this one.
This was your chance. In a way, they thought that, right? They thought that, but you couldn't beat the team that's notorious for pissing all over themselves in the NCAA tournament. You couldn't do it. So your one shining moment is going to be watching homie throw touchdowns in spring practice for $3.5 million per pass.
Yeah,
I think he just negotiated more money after he saw that basketball performance.
And Matt Painter gets his first Final Four off of you. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, dog. Matt Painter.
He gets his crown off
of
you.
Oh, it's too good. That's what Matt Painter was doing all over Rick Barnes yesterday.
Oh, no.
How you like that? How you like that, Rocky Top? Pissing all over Rocky Top. And that rock over there. That's Zach Edey's rock. Put Zach Edey's autograph on that rock. He owns it. It's his. So if you didn't enjoy that, which I know everybody in Memphis did.
A lot of us did.
I'm going to rewatch that tonight. I'm going to rewatch
the
rewatch
watch
it.
The women's tournament. Don't watch it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's another one. I got another potential euphoric moment tonight.
I was going to say. That story dropped.
It did drop.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm trying not to indulge.
Just overly giddy?
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to keep it sort of in perspective here and not go over the top with it. You know, a lot of people would do that. A lot of people would take a lot of joy and, you know, dancing on the grave of the Tennessee. I'm above that.
Of course you are.
And I think I'm going to take the high road every time. You know what I'm saying? And so.
Like Michelle told us.
Exactly right. High road. When they go low, you go high. And that's what I'm going
to
do.
That's right.
7'4" high. That's how high I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, 40-16. As dominant a performance as you will see.
Bro didn't even need the ladder to cut down the nets. You see that?
Yes. And I will say,
that's the first time they've ever seen that.
That was an unbelievable cool moment when he handed the net to Gene
Katie.
Yeah, that was amazing. Like that, like, and again, I'm with you. Like the whole.
So Katie had not made one.
Correct.
But they have two other Final Four appearances? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly right.
No doubt. Well, what a moment then.
That was awesome. Know.
Again, even more respect to Zach Edey.
Absolutely.
For that move.
Anyway, I know Tennessee fans are going to turn me again. Final Four. Get one.
John got more Final Fours than y'all.
Get one. And they're going to say vacation. They're going to say, oh, you're vacation. Okay.
Zero.
You got none.
I tried to get him one this year.
If you took.
Jumped on the wrong bus.
Right. And
an orange bus.
You know, it made sense, right? I mean, it
was Barnes's best team.
Right. It was. But you guys have the same amount of Final Fours as Awaka and Adu and all your other bigs points yesterday, all right, which is not. You have 0 points, zero Final Fours, and at this stage, I'm really doubting your ability to get there. You've been so close. Knocking on the door, right? Knocking on the door. But just there's always somebody standing in the way. 7-4. He didn't even really shoot that well from the free throw line, by the way.
I was wondering, it was like 14 and 22 is not 70%.
But he made some big ones, though.
He got there 22 times.
Exactly,
he made
right.
14.
Could not keep him off
of
the strike.
I was wondering where you got that 70 from. Was that the game before?
He's a 70% for the year.
Free throw shooter. Got you.
Again, for a 7'4" guy, that's damn good.
Dude, that dude has turned himself into a player.
Yeah, I'll be interested.
How about his conditioning level? He barely went out
33
yesterday.
33 seconds he sat. That's it.
That's a determined dude said, we're going to get paint to the Final Four, and I'm going to play every minute of this game to do it.
You know, that is the difference between him and Klingon.
The conditioning.
Yeah. Klingon does not play nearly that many.
But you can get him there.
They haven't had to yet. So it's like,
right,
it's hard
exactly,
to.
Exactly. He can be conditioned into that kind of athlete at the next level.
But it'll be interesting to see, like, can he not foul Edey, right? Like, can he not. Like, that matchup is, I know we have.
Well, let DJ have a piece first.
Man.
Let's see that.
DJ is the story that, of the
tournament. I see Z-Bo every time. I know it was said that this is not news, but he looks like Z-Bo.
Yes,
Bro
he does.
Looks like Z-Bo.
If Tennessee had kept DJ Burns, right, maybe they would.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Have had a better chance yesterday. They had him. He was there. So it was just a very bad afternoon.
How long?
I don't know how long he was there, but he definitely was a Tennessee volunteer.
Wow!
And
well, you put one on me there.
I just think it was just a really unfortunate. It was just a bad day that got worse for Tennessee fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they had him, bro. He was there.
No, you're right. Klingon Edey will be a good matchup after we get done with.
Or he was committed.
DJ and Edey.
He was committed to Tennessee.
You're right. 18-19 red shirt.
Okay, he redshirted.
Hit the transfer portal July 1st of 2019. So he was there during that redshirt year.
I didn't hear that all of yesterday, man.
Unfortunately, it's just another example.
But why would I have? That was two different separate games.
Right. Yeah. Was that Barnes? Would that have been Barnes? Was he there?
Yeah,
he was
there.
It was Barnes.
Absolutely.
It's just yet another example of Rick Barnes not being able to evaluate big man talent.
Dang.
How about that?
I mean, he just can't. He's not good at it, right? He's not good at it. He had a chance to offer Zach Edey, didn't do it. Had DJ Burns on campus, he ended up leaving because he redshirted him. You know, if I'm a Tennessee fan, I have major concerns like about his ability to evaluate top tier interior talent. I don't think he can do it anymore, man.
Wow.
So, and he transferred to Winthrop, by the way. Like he didn't transfer to like some
yes.
Like, you just said, yo, no, we can.
He dropped down a little.
We can figure you out, man. Stick with us. You know what I mean? And now he's killing. Now he's killing in the NCAA tournament. So, yeah, we'll see. 6'9", 275.
That's crazy. They weren't even supposed to be here.
I think that 275 is a lot closer to 300. I'd be shocked if it's 275.
If it's 300, it's an athletic 300. He gets it up in the air.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yes.
He is absolutely amazing, what he did to Duke yesterday. But, yeah, that is I don't know if there was anything from the Duke-NC State game that you wanted to take away other than DJ. I thought it was Shire, I'm starting to wonder about.
Oh, I told my UNC buddy now, if he next year with a 1 and 2 picks in the draft is not in the Final Four, you have to seriously question if you've got the right guy here to replace Coach K. Next year they will have the Cooper Flag, the young kid, he's 7, whatever he is. They call him the African Wimby from the kid from South Sudan that is also committed to Duke. Those two likely going to battle for the number one pick in 2025. You have both of those dudes on the same team. If you're not in the Final Four next year, they need to, again, reevaluate whether or not they've got the right guy. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, like I
think, but ain't nothing changing until them two come through here. And, again, I expect Duke to be in a Final. They better be in a Final Four next year with them two.
Well, you should have been in a Final Four this year. I mean, you're 9-7 and 7-point favorite against NC State.
You're right, because of what you got. The draw.
Come on, bro.
But I would also say, no, you shouldn't, because Houston should have handled you getting handled before Shed goes down.
Fair point. That was devastating on Friday night.
I felt awful for him.
That was devastating.
For Kelvin, for all of them.
Man, that one is as gutted as I've been about an injury in a long time.
And then that
time.
Man had to tell, I mean, he said it in the postgame, and he's talking about how he had to tell those guys it's not God's plan for us to make it this year. Like, you imagine that conversation and what the emotion involved with that? Like, you're trying to find some kind of way to pick them back up.
Right.
You know, not us this year. Maybe that's got to be incredibly tough, because you talk about, if a couple things, if he doesn't slip, if this we're going through,
right?
That's hard to.
And I mean, Houston still was in that game. They had a chance to tie it at the end of regulation.
Unbelievable effort.
It's just like you cannot lose.
They're big. A player played his tail off that game.
Everybody played their. You know what I mean? You just can't lose a player who's that valuable on both ends in the same game and expect to win against a decent team. It's just too. It's too much. You know, Shed was probably
their culture and showed through even in the loss. That's why I say showed
totally.
Right through there.
Agree totally.
The whole way through. Kelvin got nothing to hang his head about.
I think Shed is probably the third most valuable player in college basketball.
Behind Edie and
Klingon. Maybe you could make an argument for fourth behind Connect. But
UConn is where they are still without Klingon.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm less convinced. I'm less convinced.
They're way too deep.
Because his on-off splits are nasty.
I mean, he's a lottery pick and a dominant college basketball player, but he's that.
Yeah, because the non-clinging minutes against Illinois there in the first half, like they were plus 7 or whatever. Like they were actually getting to the rim. You know, so I just feel like there's only two guys like that in all of college basketball, right? In Klingon and Edie. That's it. You know, and I think Edie's probably a little bit better offensively, and I think Klingon's better defensively.
Well, no question.
But I watched that game just from a local standpoint, and I was like, man, the Grizz, bro. Klingon would be so perfect. Klingon would be so perfect.
He ain't ready to contribute in the playoff series.
Well, you just don't need scoring from him, you know? You just need him to be a presence. So what do you use the draft pick on? I don't think there's anybody that's ready to...
Again, use the draft pick to get a veteran big in here.
Well, if you could do that...
And if it's just flipping the draft pick, or if it's, again, taking Reed Shepard so you can free up the Luke Kennard thing, go the other route to get the veteran big.
Yeah.
You got to be in the contender mix next year.
Well, yeah.
I love... Again, can you get the veteran big and get Klingon? If there's a way to do that, I'm absolutely for it, because there's your center of the future.
Right.
Right? And that's great.
Yes.
Maybe better than having a Reed Shepard or a Luke Kennard replacement.
The Jazz brought Kessler off the bench. I mean,
listen, Kessler was ready early.
Yeah.
Maybe Klingon will be, but I wouldn't want to chance it in these next 2 years that I got to maximize.
Right.
Am I ready to have him as the starting five on a playoff team?
Right.
That's the question you got to ask yourself.
Well, Kessler was different, right? Kessler was a little bouncier. He was a little bit more modern NBA ready. You know, like Klingon's going to be.
It's going to take a minute.
One sided. It's going to be defensive, and he's not going to give you anything on offense.
Well,
I mean, that's. So it's like, is that what you want? Is that?
No, I mean, you got some different ways to it,
right?
But I need a veteran in there.
I would like to see the deals. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if what kind of deals materialize? I mean, it's all like we don't know the information.
I don't think it's a bad. I mean, if you want to subscribe to that and go there, I don't think the Jeff Calkins show. That's where they're at.
That's
now.
Where they're
take
at.
Klingon,
yeah,
and we'll go from there with it.
Well,
I'm of a different plan right now, But I would love to have a veteran big and Klingon if I could pull that off.
You think they can get a better deal in the league? You think they can package that pick and get a better –
Possibly that. Or, again, take the pick. If it frees up Kennard in that contract, which then allows you to move off 14 million to bring in the other big.
I would sort of like to know who I'm picking from, though. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, who are these mystery bigs that, you know, because that would matter. If it's like an Andre Drummond, you know, okay, he's probably a little bit more ready version of
him. I mean, you go give him the league minimum and he make $3 million last year. I mean, I think he's available.
Drummond makes sense. He'd just rebound the hell out of the ball for you. You know, I don't know what he'd give you
I'd
on
like
defense.
I'd like to do a little better.
Yes,
than that.
Yes.
But again, we'd need to see the list.
I think I would probably rather have Klingon than Drummond because he's at least younger and you're on the same type of contract. And
there's a future there, yes. Drummond would be for them now, and there's a good chance, he ain't the guy. You know what I'm
saying? That might be a false choice. It may not be between Drummond and Klingon. It may be between, you know, a much better version of that. So we don't necessarily know, and I don't know when we would know.
So much will depend on where the draft spot lands.
Yes, yes.
That's when we will now be able to reassess.
Because you might not be able to get Klingon.
Kleiman said.
That's if you're sixth or seventh, you're probably not getting him.
Yeah, they moved up to five in the last mock we saw. We're talking about last week.
If you watch an Illinois game, I'd have had that dude in the top three with how dominant he was at the rim and not fouling. Like, it's just.
I'm impressed, too. Not quite where you are, but I'm impressed by
it.
Don't get me wrong.
I think if possible, I think he raised the stock. People like the beat.
Well, he has. He's gone up. He's now.
Oh, you're right. He already has gone
up. Like, second American taken, I think. Maybe in some of these mocks.
I mean,
the other one.
People like the beat. No, he is not the beat. The beat didn't start playing basketball until he was 15 years old. He was a raw talent. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy has been playing basketball his whole life. And it's just a totally different kind of prospect that you're drafting, you know. I do think what you worry about with him, because he's already had it, is injury problems. He's had a foot thing, and so that would
be
and he's a big, you know what I mean? He's a big. He's 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. So are you going to get that Marcus All Yao thing? That would be like, you know, you can't predict that, but if it's already kind of started – That would be my question. The medical.
He fits the mold though. Well, what you want in there next to Jaren?
Oh, he'd be a fan favorite, bro. Kling Kong. That's his name. That's his nickname, Kling Kong. I mean, it's too good. It's too good. So anyway, I thought it was a very fun weekend of basketball. And we're down to four: UConn, Bama, Purdue, NC State. Huge spreads on both.
One, 4-11.
Yes. So I'll ask you this. And I asked you this before, but I've given you a little extra time to think about it. Of the two games, who has the best chance to push the favorite?
Well, I know your answer because we discussed, and you know mine. I think NC State, because of what we discussed, there's the possibility, because of DJ Burns, that you can get Zach Edey in foul trouble. There's a big who will challenge him and make him play and have to be – you'll hold him accountable on that end, which was not happening in that Tennessee game at all. And so, you know, that will be the key. And if you can get Edey into foul trouble, you can shake up Purdue.
That is 100%
true. I will pick it because of that. I will pick that game as they have the better chance than Alabama has.
Right.
Go ahead.
I would lean.
You believe Alabama?
I think that's valid, by the way. Like, I'm not saying it's not valid.
I'm
going
to sit up here and give you a crazy reason.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think that would.
It's going to be fact-based.
I don't know what. I'd have to look and see a Purdue schedule. Have they seen a big like DJ who can sort of bring the fight to you a little bit? I'd have to kind of look and see. But I would maybe lean Alabama only because of their three-point, how prolific they are.
Yeah.
That's all.
Marsh barely missed in the second half from three, felt like.
And it's like, it's the logo threes, right? I mean, it's the ridiculous threes that you won't even entertain guarding.
When they get rolling, it's impressive.
And they don't take any other kind of shot. Like, I can't remember.
Well, that's his formula.
Yeah, I don't know if there are any other college teams that are that committed to shooting threes.
The Nate Oates math formula.
And he's got shooters up and down that floor, man. I mean, he does. I mean, Griffin and Sears and Estrada, I mean, those dudes can all go. Everybody on the floor for them. Stevenson, I think it was. I mean, every single – and that's a challenge. When you have four guys on the floor who can – and even Grant Nelson, they damn near play five out. They damn near play five out. That's going to be a challenge for Klingon because that's what Illinois could not do. Illinois could not go out and bring him out. And they didn't even really try until it was too late. So I think that's the stylistic I don't think Alabama will win.
Yeah, I don't think there's a wrong answer here. You make a good case on that one as well.
Could I see a? I mean, UConn's covering every number. Okay, like it.
at some point, too, with NC State, you just think the Cinderella story is going to end.
Exactly.
If I'm making the case for you, and Alabama's has the better shot, I'd look at it that way too. NC State is here, and it's frankly unbelievable that they are.
Yes. Yes.
Shouldn't even be in the tournament.
No question.
But they earned it 5 and 5 days. You
yeah,
don't see that.
I mean, 5 and 5 days.
Beat Duke twice here.
They played so much basketball over the last 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
It's nine straight single elimination? Yeah. It's been nine straight elimination games for them.
Right.
Is the way Kevin Keats has been putting it in the post-game speeches and the halftime speeches. Like, they've been playing back against the wall for nine straight games.
Well, and Jeff's listening. Jeff brings up a good point that NC State just as lucky, right, that Jamal Shea got hurt. Because if he'd have gone, NC State has no chance against Houston.
That's true.
So it was the luck compounds for the other team. There's no question about it. Because Houston would have packed their ass up.
Easily.
that might have gotten ugly. So I feel, man, we talked about a little bit about Houston and just that Thibodeau-type style. Like, I know that was a freak accident, just the rolling of the ankle, man, but it's a taxing style throughout the regular season, and they've had bad luck with injuries in the tournament. You know, Sasser.
Yeah, he tends to go with his guys there late, and if you know you lose one of those like a shed,
exactly. There's no recovery.
Season derailing.
There's no recovery, and they've lost.
But he's right. NC State caught that break as well.
They lost Tugler already. They lost Arsenault. So I hope Kelvin can find a way 1 year to just not have it happen because it's such a treat to watch them play. Fundamentally, if Duke would have beat him straight up, Duke would have beat him straight up, and you live with that. But when you have the All American guard, and that's what happens, right? I mean, Duke still had to win the game, and that was not a game that Duke has ever won all season long.
50 something points,
yeah, and it'd have to earn it in the way they earned it. Yeah. But yeah, it was an unfortunate break over the weekend. Anyway, Final Four set. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to talk to Rob Doster at 12:25, 12:30, get his thoughts on all of...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
That and more. She think Kusha's. By the way, have you heard? I assume you have. You've heard KDOT's verse on this.
Yeah, but not paying much attention on it.
Go back and pay some attention to it. Okay. She disses Drake and J. Cole in it, and yeah, it's crazy. It's a ridiculous. I can't believe that Future put him on. When Jay-Z put Eminem on Renegade.
And so that's all part of the beef that Sam was talking about on Friday between now Future and Drake.
I think so.
Because Future put this dude on.
Yeah.
And who shot at Drake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm caught up. Thank you.
Money, power, respect. The last one is better. Money, power, respect. The last one is better. It's a lot of goofies with a check.
It sounds like your boy Clean's going to have a lot of money, power, respect.
Well, that is certainly true. Can we give Jason a round of applause?
I place those strategically now.
Yes, that was an elite level segue into this story that just posted at ESPN.com. We were talking about Klingon and just how his stock somehow might go even higher. Mm-hmm. The stat, by the way, is as follows. Illinois shot 3 of 25 from inside the arc in Donovan Klingon's 22 minutes. They were 0 of 19 when challenging him directly. So they went at him 19 times, and they scored none.
That's impressive.
That is
you're right.
As good as it gets.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, even the Edie got scored on a couple of times. Like, this is a different level. And as a result, Jonathan Givony has moved Donovan Klingon up to 3 in the latest NBA mock draft, going to the Charlotte Hornets at number 3. So it is starting to feel like Klingon is going to be out of reach for the Grizzlies.
What does he write about him though? Does he have a chance to go even higher? Then 3?
So he tweeted. So this is what he didn't.
He's still doing the list.
Yeah.
As opposed to breakdowns.
But he did say this. He said Donovan Klingon is ESPN's projected number 3 pick after a steady rise through March. He's also in the conversation for number 1 after a career best showing and arguably the most impressive two-way performance of any player this season in the Elite Eight.
Well, your man's rising because he had him at 5 last week. He's got him at 3 now. And as you're saying, he said he's in play for 1. So this has certainly helped him.
Yes. Pick.
There's no question about it. All of that would take you out of what you figure, unless you get just some stroke of unbelievable luck out of the Grizzlies' reach if he goes that high. You did jump from, what was it, 8-2, Ja's year. But, you know, the chances of that pretty low. If he gets to 1, you're not going to be able to touch him.
Yeah. So he expounded a little bit in like a graphic that he posted on his Twitter. He said, there will be plenty of debate between now and June regarding who is the better prospect, Klingon's or ESPN's projected number 1 pick, Alex Saar. But Klingon is firmly now in the conversation at number 1. So
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it is undeniable his performance against, as you said, I mean, that was a great offensive team in Illinois.
Yep.
And they looked like they had never played together. they looked like Memphis. out there against Klingon.
Yeah, just looked up. I'm pretty sure they're 4th in the country in offense.
Yeah.
And you, like you said, you just had them looking bad out there.
It was tough.
Down bad.
And so I think that's probably
Alabama's 3. To your point about having the better shot.
So, well, I mean, but, and I, you know, it's different. It's a different 3, right? It's like you know, Illinois was more of a, with Shannon and Hawkins and Domask, like they were going inside, they were barreling down.
Yeah,
right?
It's a different type of offense, different type of effectiveness.
So I'm curious to see how UConn, you know, handles Alabama because it's the polar opposite. You know, now the thing with Alabama is if they are not making threes, it could get ugly. I mean, because that's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to the foul line. They don't take mid-range shots. I mean, it's all threes for the most part. So
37% of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So anyway, I think it's appropriate. I think you have to move Klingon up. And so in this 2024 draft, he still has the Grizzlies taking Reed Sheppard, who would be also a fan favorite.
Now you're making me want to see it even more, the Klingon Edie matchup.
Oh, dude, we got to get it. We got to get it. We have
he's that effective defensively.
He might solidify his status as number 1 if he like has a great game against Edie.
It's just limiting him almost to something less than a double-double, you know what I'm saying? Just because of the run that this dude's on, Zach Edie. I mean, yeah, you can cement it on Monday, next Monday, if you do that.
Yeah. I mean, that is so intriguing.
And that's
to
a different kind of challenge for him what he's... Edie is that to Klingon, because Klingon hadn't seen anything like that either.
Yeah, because Klingon is not an offensive guy. Like, he's just not, right? Like, he did score against Illinois because Connor Hoggins is 6'6", and that's the best they could throw at him. But he's not actively looking to do that. His impact is pretty much exclusively on him playing free safety in the paint, and just you can't get anything over him. What about a 7'4 guy? Is he going to be able to defend him without fouling? I'm genuinely curious. Like, bro, two bigs like this, I can't remember the last time we had two 7-footers in college basketball playing for a big game like this.
Again, DJ Burns is saying, hold on, but
yeah, I know. You're right.
I mean,
it's
foolish. Let me get my shot first.
I need to have
Kevin Keats and them got to be going down.
We're not overlooking the NC State Wolfpack. How can you? They're a Final Four team. But I feel like you see this in the Final Four a lot, bro. The teams that get this far that, like, are the double – I feel like they fall – in the first game. I feel like I don't think anyone has ever made a championship game Any double has a double-digit seed ever made a championship game?
Man, not that I know of. Not that I can remember.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Loyola make the championship game?
I don't.
Where were they?
Oh, they might. Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Did they?
They make just the Final Four.
No. The lowest seed is an 8.
Wow.
So the there have been some 11s, as you said, 6, right?
6.
That have got, but they lose every time in the semifinal.
Wow.
So
NC State ain't making it.
Yeah. I would be really shocked.
We're not being naive and looking ahead to Clemson.
I mean, again, the fact that Kevin Keats took that team to
bananas.
A Final Four is
it's like, crazy.
It's one of the most random Final Four runs in history.
Bill has put out a video yesterday. He said it's the wildest thing he's ever seen in college basketball. If you can make an argument for it.
It's up there. I mean, because here's the thing.
Again, he was getting fired, so it adds to the wildness.
He was done.
Yeah,
he was done.
All those, like VCU and Loyola and all that, like those were good teams, right? They were lower level. They were lower league, but they were good teams within their little box, right? Nobody was saying that about NC State. NC State was just mediocre, and they were getting pounded in the ACC.
They lost 7 of their last 9 and 4 straight going into the ACC tournament. Nobody was thinking about NC State doing anything.
I think it's the most
other
random.
Other than going down first game or second game in the ACC tournament.
And they beat Texas Tech, and then they got a break with Oakland. They beat Oakland.
Yeah.
And then they handled Marquette.
Yeah, they did. They beat us by 9.
Handled Marquette.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, handled Duke. I mean, I've never seen anything like
for the second time in
I've
this
never,
nine
I,
game winning streak.
I like again a team that was getting packed up in the ACC.
You also beat a North Carolina team that we said coming into this tournament you'd put right behind UConn in terms of teams that were playing well and had a shot.
Dude, NC State lost by 15 at home to Duke in March.
Yeah, it's the second to last regular season game. Lost by 15. Yes, 79-64. Not a factor.
I mean, what the hell?
Dropped them at that point to 9-10 in conference. They finished it off, John, with an away loss to Pittsburgh. They finished 9-11 in conference.
But it's like
it's absurd.
At the same time, it's like
Louisville, Syracuse, Duke, Virginia. As you said, they shouldn't have won the Virginia game. That took a miracle. Then North Carolina.
Like, does it make Kevin Keats a good coach, though? It doesn't. That's the issue.
Ooh, this is a good one.
It's like you can't.
Well, you're crowned. As Jay Billis says, once you reach a Final Four, you're crowned in a different way. I can't remember if it was him or Jay. Jay Wright is the one that said it this weekend. You get that.
But
it doesn't change.
It's hard to ignore their regular season, though, right? Like,
well, what likely happens is that these next two years that he's added, that contract extension that automatically comes in when you win the ACC tournament for him, I mean, you're probably going to be a lot like what you had been. I mean, what are the chances now it flips and you are more the Final Four contender for these next 2 years that you've been? Those chances are probably pretty unlikely. So really, the likelihood is just going to prolong the inevitable that you're going to move on from Kevin Keats. Because, again, ACC, where you're at, it's only going to get tougher. Nate, we just talked about how good Duke's going to be next year. So the likelihood is it's only prolonged the inevitable, which is going to be, 2 years from.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.